This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody involved in the coronavirus fight. Thank you for the great job you're doing in keeping America free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs around the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump in the chat room and converse with us like several people are doing right now. Okay, to the phone line we go. And good morning to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Well, Kyle, we got a storm brewing in Charlotte, North Carolina, with the Democratic governor of North Carolina saying to the GOP, well, we don't know if we're going to be open for business and if you're going to be able to have your convention here in Charlotte. So right away, the GOP is mulling whether or not they want to pull the convention from Charlotte. And if they do, they would take it to a state where, gee, they could get their delegates in and whatnot. Now, what do you think that state, that primary state, could possibly be?
Well, I would think, Captain, that it would be Florida would be right at the top of the list.
That's right. And why would that be? Could it be Governor Ron DeSantis?
Well, I think that's a huge part of it.
And could it also be because of the fact that we're just cruising along down here and everything's going very good with all the doom and gloomers going, oh, my God, you're all going to die. And you're going to be blitzing 6 feet and, oh, it's terrible. Well, guess what? They're all wrong.
Well, you know, Governor DeSantis the other day, Captain, and you played the quote here on the program.
Damn right.
When he spoke to that reporter and said, look, you know, everybody said this stuff was going to happen.
Yep.
In 2 weeks, you're going to be just like New York. And says, here we are 8 weeks later, and everything's okay in the relative sense. And basically, you know, this would be a big boon, again, to show, as this thing is sort of squaring up now, if you're a Democrat governor, you have this sort of political need, it seems, in order to try to derail all things Republican, including businesses all around the state of whatever state it is, both Republican and Democrat owned. It's just this gone down this crazy road. But the president could decide, and the GOP, I should say, could decide to move to Florida. And I think Tampa might even be right up there on the list.
You're absolutely right, and if not Orlando, because Disney is opening up here. Next week, and that'll be another big test, but we've got plenty of hotels here in Tampa, and new ones being built, I might add, because we're going to get the Super Bowl here this year. But wouldn't that be something? All in 1 year, you get the Republican convention and you get the Super Bowl, too? Are you kidding me?
Well, exactly. And again, this is, you know, when you hear the governor, and I think Governor Cooper's office responded to some of the statements that President Trump had made, and by the way, he does not want to bring the Republican convention to his Doral, Florida resort,
no.
Basically. That's a non-starter.
No, that was the reporters coming, well, he'll just take it down to Doral and look at all the money he'll make down there. That was that stupid Jim Acosta again.
Yeah, well, I guess that's also in addition to all the money he's making on hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
That kind of stupid stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go, and there is zero interest, the president says, in relocating the GOP convention to Doral, the property down there, or anything in South Florida. That would be a logistical nightmare, anything in South Florida. However, Tampa or Orlando would be the number one and the number two choice, I would think, for anybody wanting to do it, because we are ready, willing, and able. And by the way, we already know what kind of money the convention brings to an area, because we had it here in 2012.
That's right, when Mitt Romney was nominated. But, you know, Captain, again, these things are squaring up as the GOP, and President Trump in particular, is the party of, we want you to reopen, we want to be safe, but we want to get going. And the Democrats are the ones who are very obviously, in many ways, now these are the Democrat power elite I'm talking about, they're the ones who believe that if we can keep the pain going as long as possible, and always talk about following science and this kind of stuff, then we're going to benefit politically. I think they're wrong.
The only science that they are following, Kyle, is the Chucky Boy Schumer and the Nancy Pelosi playbook on how to ruin America and how to destroy Donald Trump and try to take control of not only the Congress, not only the Senate, take control of the Senate, retain control of the Congress, and elect a Democratic president. And if they do that, that's the recipe for an economic and political collapse of America as you know it today. Goodbye Constitution, hello socialist state, and forget all about your civil liberties.
Well, right. You know, Captain, you're absolutely correct, because if the Democrat power elite, Chucky Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, as you mentioned, if they truly wanted to help people get through a hard time with this coronavirus event, they would have never put all that pork into those bills. They would have tried to get people the money they needed and let it go at that.
And we know that there's going to probably have to be another stimulus package. We're hearing it may come after July 4th, sooner rather than later, and we'll get into all that conversation again. Kyle, hold on. And folks, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take it away and give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle, thank you very much. Kyle's on the phone. I'll get right back to him in a minute. I got to let everybody know, though, that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. I talked to several people yesterday in my travels that were taking Relief Factor, and they thanked me for telling them about it, and I appreciate them very much. And they found out what I found out some 4 years ago, and that was the product works. When I tell you something works, and I've used it, I mean it works, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. So, Relief Factor is the product. Try the 3-week quick start, the 1995 3-week quick start. You can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There happens to be a little 2.5-minute video tutorial on there with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate Relief Factor, and you'll see what's in it. It's all natural. There's no narcotics of any type, and what's in there is good for you, so it'll help you in other aspects, but check them out. The 3-week quick start, $19.95 is all it costs to get started. And it's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And hey, Kyle, welcome back.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, there's a product on the market, an experimental product. It's a vaccine. And the company that's got it out there is Novavax. That's N-O-V-A-V-A-X. Tell us a little bit about that company and why we should be watching them.
Well, for starters, they're entering into a phase one clinical trial of a novel coronavirus vaccine candidate, basically, that they're going to be testing. And so this is a pretty big story. But what we understand, of course, is that they expect that they could have a vaccine perhaps early to mid next year with about 100 million doses available by then. But also we understand, I think, Captain, I think Bill Gates has some connection to this in terms of investment.
$388 million of Bill Gates' money has been put into this to expound on it, and they are definitely going to test it in the warm climate of Australia, which tells me that my question is, okay, so you're testing it down in the land down under in Australia. What happens if this thing comes out in the wintertime next year? What happens then?
Well, that's a good question. In other words, if they're testing in an environment that's hot and sunny, basically, does that mean that it's different in an environment where those conditions aren't really present?
Yeah, that's my thought, exactly.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, and this is all kind of tied together here, we had Governor Cuomo, New York State Governor Cuomo, come out and say, "We all failed at projecting the pandemic." He accepted some of the responsibility.
Yes, as a matter of fact, and he said basically he's going to get out of the guessing business. that's what these projections and models are. They're guesses. They're educated guesses in many respects, but they're still guesses. And those initial models, Captain, that had, these outlandish numbers of people getting sick and dying in the United States, they just did not turn out to be correct because they were based on certain assumptions. And by the way, Captain, as Governor Cuomo is essentially saying, we didn't have all the right info. We had bad info. And Captain, you've been telling your listeners for a long time, including I think Dr. Fauci several weeks ago, saying we didn't have the right information from China. We didn't have the right information from the WHO. So when all this starts reaching the White House and the White House is trying to figure out how is America going to respond to this at the national level, well, they're dealing with bad information to begin with. So we are figuring a lot of this out, but, it's school of hard knocks rather than getting good information up front.
But the mistake they made is they had several different models they could have chosen from.
Yes.
And they took the worst case scenario for the doomsday scenario that they presented to the entire world and the country. And by doing that, you scared the bejesus out of everybody. You created this fear factor, and they shut down things that never should have been shut down, ever.
Well, exactly. And the president himself recently talking about how he would not shut the country down again.
He can't.
Well, exactly right. Basically, he was saying, he thought he made the right calls given what he was being told at the time, basically. But in hindsight, we certainly understand how to deal with this in a much better way should there be the so-called second wave that we keep hearing about. Every time you turn around, you have some health officer or some spokesperson saying, hey, the second wave's coming. Well, I sure hope not, but even if it does, we know that this particular virus preys in the older community, especially in skilled nursing facilities, because of the environment there. Also, those with the underlying health issues and those sorts of things. So we would have a much better response in a so-called second wave. But you're right, it wouldn't include a massive shutdown.
Correct. And the other thing is that this Novavax, by starting their phase one coronavirus vaccine down in the land down under, that probably will give them better results quicker so that they can expound upon it. I'm guessing that's why they're doing that. I don't see any other reason why they wouldn't, because, again, in the warmer temperatures, and, again, yesterday it was in the, near 90. Out in the sun, the sun factor was probably 100 degrees most of the places that I was at. If anybody was around that environment and the virus was present, guess what? In about a minute and a half, two at the very most, it was gone. It was dead.
It was gone. Yeah. Well, they expect the first preliminary results for safety and so forth to be back in about July. So that's a very, very near term in terms of the timetables that we understand have to be involved in developing vaccines. I mean, talk about Operation Warp Speed. We've got several different candidates, I think, trying to make that journey very quickly.
Well, we have several Democratic governors saying that there will be no in-person viewing of major sporting events for the rest of the year. I've heard it about California. I've heard it about Minnesota. I've heard heard it about Michigan. I've heard it about New York. I've heard it about New Jersey. And comments have all been said by people in leadership positions, the governors and other people. So consequently, this is where their thinking is. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a whole much different than that, in my opinion.
Well, sure. And again, you know, it's, you know, people are pretty savvy, Captain. I mean, they see where the politics is all wrapped up in this. Again, you know, we can all go to the big box hardware store. Now you can even here in Orange County, California, we can start to go into, restaurants at a reduced capacity, wearing a mask and all these kinds of things.
Yay.
But we can't go to see a sporting event. We can't go to church. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Yeah, and that church thing, we'll get into that.
That's
here.
That's right, it's changing. That's right.
We'll get into that in the next segment here. But the other thing is Joe Biden showed up yesterday for the first time in about 2.5 months with his wife, Jill. They went to a veterans event somewhere. Don't know exactly what the event was all about specifically. I'm sure it was Memorial Day involved. But he was not taking part in much of anything. He just happened to show up there. And he had this funky looking black mask on. I did not know he had ears as big as Mickey Mouse.
Well, that, and we don't know what's happening behind the aviator sunglasses either. I think they went to lay a wreath of flowers at the Veterans Memorial Park in Newcastle, Delaware, I believe. But yeah, the mask thing, it's really interesting, you know, and there was this one bit of coverage where he was sort of standing there for a photo opportunity before he got in the big black Suburban. It was the first time out of the Biden basement bunker, basically. He just sort of, you know, he didn't seem that he had too much of a spring in his step about things. And I'm wondering how that's going to play. Being on video and having all those technical difficulties is one thing, but if actual voters see him in person and don't get that translation that this is a guy with energy, this is a guy who can step in tomorrow and be the president, you know, that's going to hurt him, I think, Captain.
Yeah, I totally agree. And again, some of the answers he's giving are not relevant to the questions being asked when it comes to some of the technical questions, because he just doesn't have the wherewithal, the knowledge to absorb this. He hasn't been through this. The president's been working on this now since the beginning, and I think he's much more versed in what the story is.
Well, sure. And also, you know, the Biden gaffe the other day is still reverberating. It's like after an earthquake. They're aftershocks of this thing.
All righty. Well, hold the fort there, folks. So you've got to take a break. We'll be right back after that. And caller, hang on the line there. I'll be right back after that. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are just rolling along. Go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation into the shooting death of an unarmed black man in Georgia as a hate crime now, according to attorneys for the victim's family. Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed by two white men while jogging in his neighborhood on February 23rd. Three arrests were made this month after a video surfaced of the violent encounter. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Georgia will look into why Glynn County and the state of Georgia took more than 2 months to make an arrest and whether the region has historically violated the rights of its citizens. The U.S. attorney said he plans to file criminal and civil charges. William Bryan, who recorded Arbery's killing from his car, was arrested and charged with felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. His footage showed 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis confronting Arbery before they shot him. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, I'm trying to figure out where Mike Gallagher disappeared to in his family truckster. I know he was going somewhere to visit. I think he went up to South Carolina. I'm not sure, but I guess we'll all find out today when he trucks on back into the back studio back there where he's at. But anyway, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and I am broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. And I will say that this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled GEICO.com. There's a website, Geico.com. Go over there and do a comparison on your insurance, what you have now, and what they can do for you there, and see if they can't save you some money like they have a lot of other people, yours truly included in that. Plus, they rolled back all their prices this year 15% because ain't nobody going very far. So, Geico, GEICO.com. Check them out. Alrighty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, as we continue to move along here, we were talking about Biden, right?
Yes.
Well, we forgot to mention the one little thing that came out that was a back page story that I think should be on the front page for everybody to see. Ilhan Omar, the gift that keeps on giving in Minnesota. By the way, you friends of ours up there in Minnesota, vote her out of office. Minneapolis, St. Paul, you have the power. Vote her out. And I don't want to hear, well, there's more Democrats than Republicans. That's not the case, I found out, by the way. So vote her out of office and start over again with somebody that will wave the American flag and say, God bless America. But anyway, Ilhan Omar, made a comment, and wait till I read this one to you. This is a typical Biden supporter, Ilhan Omar, and I'm saying it with my tongue in my cheek. She says, I believe the Biden accuser, Tara Reid, but I'm going to vote for Joe Biden anyway.
Yeah, this is a real interesting story, Captain.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, she's talking about the idea that, you know, she does believe Tara Reid, she says. She says justice can be delayed but should never be denied,
right, she
says. But she goes on to say that she didn't endorse Biden as the candidate or as the nominee. That's not the one she wanted. But she will vote for him and help him defeat Trump. So I don't know, Captain. Maybe I'm missing something really, really big here. But she's coming out and saying Joe Biden did the thing that Tara Reid is saying he did. But at the same time, there should be no consequences for this, or just make him president and deal with it later. I honestly don't know what Omar is trying to do here. She can't have her cake and eat it too here.
Well, she's a special person. We all know that, right? I mean, it's hands off. Can't touch her. Can't say nothing about her, this, that, and the other. Well, I sure as hell can. She's one of the most anti-American congresswomen that ever got elected, and I don't know how it ever happened up there in Minnesota. You people up there need to wear the shame badge. Get rid of her. Vote her out.
Yeah, and you would think that she'd be at odds with House Speaker Pelosi, who said that she believes Biden and is proud, you know, to support him. So wait a minute. So again, it's the politics of it all, and people find that very, very distasteful. In fact, what we learned about in the Kavanaugh hearings and so forth, none of that is being applied here. I still haven't heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but I still haven't heard Kamala Harris call for an FBI investigation into Joe Biden on these allegations. But yet we were supposed to have another FBI investigation into Kavanaugh because of the charges that came up during those hearings. So we're still waiting on that one.
Now, our president yesterday was busy. He went out and he made a couple of appearances. He went to Maryland. Then he went to Virginia for Memorial Day. And, of course, Vice President Pence was with him at one of the functions. And then we know Biden was out yesterday doing what he was doing. And I was out, too, out and about. I went down to Sarasota. I came back to Bradenton. Then I came up to Bay Pines. And then I went to Lakewood Ranch, too, and then up to Bay Pines and stopped by a donut shop, coffee shop, to get a little cup of coffee. And I was surprised, but there was a lot of people in there enjoying an afternoon, you know, cup of coffee and whatnot. And a whole bunch of people that were in there knew me, so it was kind of a surprise. And I shook some hands and all that sort of stuff, but there you go.
Well, that's really cool. I'm glad that you're able to get out and about. And this Memorial Day, Captain, I think more than ever, I think people are really reflecting on the price that's paid for our freedom, because we're enduring so many things in this shutdown in terms that are taking away a lot of our freedoms, it seems.
Yeah.
And so I think people have a real renewed perspective. So this Memorial Day, as I said, more than ever, I think we're really reflecting on that.
Yes. Did you see the comment Steve just made in the chat room?
I'm going to check it out right now.
Yeah, look real quick there.
Yeah. Okay, very funny, Steve. Yeah,
yeah, that's a good one, Steve. Yeah, he liked that comment about the shame badge. The people up there in Minnesota are wearing the shame badge. They are because of Ilhan Omar. You got to get rid of her. Got to get rid of her. Put an American in there, for God's sake. Somebody that'll say the Pledge of Allegiance, that'll stand there, that'll salute the flag. I mean, come on. Oh, man.
Well, how about somebody who actually do the job, wants to be a United States representative, Republican or Democrat, who actually wants to do the job and not to have some platform? That's what
I
think.
I can hear her platform now to run for Congress again.
Mm-hmm.
I give you money. I give you stimulus. I give you stimulus money. You get PPP. You get PP'd on is what they got, all of them up there. But it is what it is. Anyway, here we go. The United Kingdom is going to reopen thousands of shops in easing the lockdown. And at the same time, we're hearing that Spain is going to open to international travel again, a very big part of what they do there, coming in July.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, You know, Captain, earlier in the program you said about how people have been frightened. Well, there's still a lot of that fear factor there. And to travel abroad and travel to another place, especially where there was a large outbreak and so forth, that's going to be hard to overcome. And so the Spanish have their work cut out for them for sure. But at some point, you know, things have got to get going. And this is why I think Boris Johnson is talking about, you know, Britain's going to reopen literally thousands of shops and department stores starting next month. They want to do it safely. There are going to be guidelines and the restrictions and these kinds of things, but he's trying to move them forward as well.
Now, what do you make of the Michigan governor, Whitmer, and her husband being caught, so to speak, with his hands in a cookie jar about wanting a boat? He reserved a boat to go out in, a motorboat. You know, one with a motor? They're not supposed to be doing that, right?
Yeah, I thought the motors were verboten, you know, for that, during her emergency orders and all that stuff, yeah.
Well, not if you're the husband of the governor.
I guess not.
And she's now getting called on the carpet for that. There's quite a controversy that's brewing up there. Say, hey, wait a minute, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. And she's ignoring it. She's being quiet.
Well, you know, she really has been so heavy-handed in all of this. So I'm not surprised, and you know, she deserves this wonderful attention that she's getting right now. This is going to go down in history, Captain, as some of the worst maneuvers that a state governor could make, where the people again just felt like they were not part of this process at all. And it's really, really quite sad. There are ways to be safe, but ways to make people partners in these things. And Governor Whitmer I think she was really trying to audition for VP, and that sort of went down in flames, I think.
So let me ask you a question about your state, California.
Mm-hmm.
What were people, were they able to go to the beach on Memorial Day weekend?
They can go to the beach, but I think they had to keep moving, basically. That you couldn't, like, put your towel down on the sand or bring the cooler or beach chairs, stuff like that. You could walk on the beach, exercise in the beach, swim, surf, those kinds of things. And I saw some footage earlier today from some of the Southern California beaches where they seemed to be doing just that. But it wasn't a normal, you know, go to the beach day and hang out.
Now, did they have to wear masks on the beach?
I think you have to wear a mask on the beach, but not while in the water. And then, for example, in Orange County, which is where I am, the health officer here has said they started some relaxations in dine-in restaurants, but now everyone in public has to be wearing a mask if you're out in public, no matter what.
And again, the temperature there is what now?
Oh, it was in the 80s today. It was actually a really nice day in Southern California, but it's definitely hot and sunny, no doubt about it.
And again, we'll repeat this for the umpteenth time. What happens when the hotter it is and the more sun it is? What happens to the virus?
Well, the virus can't survive in that.
It dies almost immediately once it hits the airwaves.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
And at the very most, the lifespan is maybe a minute and a half or two, but that's not enough to do any damage to anybody. And people just seem to forget that, and on we go. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we did have some bad weather a little while ago in Texas. We'll tell you about it. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at your local latest Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop. I'm sure you got one in your neighborhood because they got 400 of them across the country. Largest truck stop chain in the country. And here we go with a little Iron Man music by AC/DC.
Run on the street, I'm on the street.
Shoot the Thrill from the Iron Man movie, and of course that is the actual song from the movie, and there you go, and a lot of stuff going on there, because there's a video that goes to that. If you ever want to see what's going on, just go to YouTube and type in Shoot to Thrill, Iron Man, and you'll get it. All right, let's go bring Kyle Warren into this, because I want to find out how hot it is in California. Kyle, I am seeing... Now, this is beyond red. This is beyond fire engine red. This is to the point of being purple right now. And it says, and I'll read this, a sweltering heat wave with record-breaking temperatures is expected the rest of the week in much of the West and California, where a large dome of high pressure has built and expanded across the region. Temperatures will reach 110 degrees plus in all areas from east of Los Angeles to Phoenix to Tucson, Arizona, as well as north up what they're calling the Produce Valley all the way to Sacramento, California. Wow.
That's exactly right, Captain. Yeah, we have excessive heat warnings running all the way up through the Central Valley of California, way past Sacramento. So, again, yeah, this is exactly what we're experiencing. The jet stream, of course, has gone way north of us, heading out over Washington State, finally dropping back down through Minnesota before it starts heading north again. So we've got this whole area of the western United States that's very warm and hot for sure. And you're right, it goes all the way over towards Phoenix and Tucson, and we continue those excessive heat warnings. Should be another few days. As you said, that high pressure was there. Well, it's bookended, as I recall, by two lows. So that one of them is going to push them off here in a little bit. A few days from now, we'll be back to cooler temperatures.
Well, Arizona, California, and Nevada are the ones involved. However, looking at the higher elevations of Nevada, you've got some rain, scattered rain all the way across I-80 tonight, east of Reno, all the way to the Utah line. And in the central part of Utah, you've also got some wind up in the mountains, Reno over towards Lake Tahoe and Truckee on down south for probably a good 100 miles anyway. But now let's move over to Texas, because there's nothing else to talk about till you get over here to Texas. South Texas tonight, we have got severe thunderstorm warnings. We have got flood warnings, flood watches, flood advisories. There's a lot of stuff going on the border there from about McAllen all the way to Laredo and then north.
That's exactly right, Captain. Severe thunderstorms warnings. They're just a little northwest of Brownsville, as you mentioned, McAllen. And that severe thunderstorm looks like it's going to be going on, or that warning at the very least, until 3:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. But, of course, we're seeing a lot of that kind of weather. Also, small craft advisory as you go up the coast, a little past Corpus Christi, as you head up towards the Houston area, basically small craft advisory off the coast. But flood warning and severe thunderstorm watches and warnings all throughout that area, all the way up through San Antonio.
Now, in the meantime, in the central part of the state, or the country rather, we'll start with Missouri. The northwestern part of Missouri and the western part of Missouri down into Springfield and over towards Branson, and then the eastern part of Kansas City, and all the way down to Emporia, and then down into Oklahoma, and from Oklahoma all the way down to the Texas line, the eastern part of Texas, I-30 going into Arkansas, and then it looks like we got heavy rain all the way over to Little Rock tonight, and then the northwestern corner of Louisiana. There's just a lot of rain, a lot of flooding in that area right now, isn't there?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're seeing that a lot of flooding, as you said, and flood warnings continue.
And Al is telling me we can send some of the heat his way.
Well, we'll do our best.
I don't think he wants the kind of heat we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Now, in the Gulf over here by Florida, we got something going on here in Florida, and I noticed it yesterday. We've had some scattered storms coming through my area over here in western Florida on the Gulf. But over in the ocean side, we've got a lot of rough seas over there. And down around Alligator Alley, going across towards Fort Lauderdale from Naples, there's been a lot of heavy rain over in there, as well as rain on up all the way almost to Daytona on the east side of the state, and a lot of flood warnings in that area right now.
That's right, Captain. Flood warnings and flood watches. Also, marine warning off the southwest coast of Florida, almost down to the tip of Florida there, right around Biscayne Bay, that area.
Mm. Okay, so, and we need to be careful today because tomorrow, if the creek don't rise and all that good stuff, at 11:30 in the morning is the scheduled launch of our manned capsule again, SpaceX. The president and the vice president will be there to watch it, and I'm pretty hopeful that they should be able to get a window to get it up. But after about 12 noon, 12:30, 1 o'clock, somewhere in there, it's probably going to be rain.
Yes, exactly. Exactly right. So, again, they have to watch it carefully. They may have to scrub if it's not ideal.
Yeah, and then we're talking about, I think, next week before they can do it again. All right, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And, again, need a shower? Got you covered. Need to do your laundry? Got you covered. Need to get an oil change there, one of the truck stops facilities close by, whether it's at the Flying J or the Pilot or whether or not it's like next door or close by, they got all that. Tire repair, yep, they've got somebody there if they don't have one on the premises. And same with truck washes, everything is all set for you. So there you go. And don't forget that your Pilot and Flying J, you go in there and you tell them you heard me talking about them on the radio, the Captain's America Third Watch, you heard me talking about them, and you're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee to get your morning or your whatever your shift is there all topped off and away you go. So, one last little thing here, Kyle. The weather, I don't think it's going to hold up much longer out there in California, but let's see. Al just chimed in here. Let me see what he said real quick. He said, we received 6 to 7 inches of rain over the last 4 days. That would be Nebraska, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, and you know, what Al's talking about is, you know, they've had a lot of rain for a while, and what the reports I was seeing is that especially in the Midwest, we've got a lot of saturation in the ground. So it's already had almost more rain probably than they're used to at this time of year.
Yeah, and there's Cousin Vinny. I don't hear him talking about being on his rowboat looking for submarines anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. Here comes the music. Folks, we're going to take a break. A news break coming up. And when we come back, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Still, Republicans have filed a lawsuit against California Governor Newsom. We'll see how that works out. And the president's got a lot more money than Joe Biden, spending money 3-1 over Biden on campaign ads. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.